Hello, I present my headphone amplifier, which, according to the author of the project, is to operate in Class A. The amplifier consists of three blocks. 1. Symmetrical power supply. 2. Headphone protection / headphone switch-on delay. 3. Stereo power stage. The power supply is built around the LM723 Motorola chip and the LF357 fast operational amplifier. Both circuits control a pair of power transistors on which heat is deposited. Filter capacitors. 4x4700 UFM. Power supply of the entire amplifier set to 2x21V PR, with PR very stable power supply for current limitations set at 0.3. I use tantalum and Muse series capacitors. I did not want to make the power supply on the LM317 and its negative counterpart. The power supply on the LM723 and the operational amplifier, which makes sure that the negative voltage follows the positive voltage, is in my opinion better. The protection circuit is an application of the NEC UPC1237HA chip. I started the circuit diagram with the kit from Advanced Electronic. The system delays turning on the headphones, disconnects them immediately after turning off the power, protects against DC component at the output, and protects against overload, clipping. The headphones are switched on with relays. The transistors cooperating with the circuit are low noise. A failure disconnection of the headphones is signaled by the LED diode. The parameters protection time can be modified using discrete elements with the UPC1237 chip. A very good deal in my opinion. The power stage is based on a double operational amplifier and medium power transistors. The amplifier itself is the circuit presented in Electora 10/93. Apparently, it was originally described in the Dutch Elector or the German Elector. In my amplifier, I used double operational amplifiers, two stages, pre-excitation and excitation stage in one circuit, LME49860. By default, they were NE5532, while in current sources, I replaced BF256 transistors with newer 2SK170BL group, with increased IDSS current compared to GR series. The author of the power level diagram mentioned about the 50 mAh quiescent current. I did not manage to achieve such a current. The current in my amplifier is about 38 mAh per transistor when powered by 21V. By the way, the magnitude of the supply voltage does not have much influence on the change of the IDSS current. The 2SKBL group transistors have a higher current than the original BF256A. I reduced the resistors at the gates to 47 ohm. I replaced the old Bay-Y diodes with fast 1N4151. The amplifier in idle state heats up strongly. The total quiescent current of both channels is not all 80 mAh. The system works with negative feedback. A power resistor is inserted on the output, which limits the gain and additionally protects, second protection, against short circuit at the output. There is not a single capacitor in the amplifier circuit that would limit the frequency response. The appearance of the constant component is supervised by UPC1237. Paired JFET transistors, 0.5 mAh IDSS difference. Power transistors, also paired. Max 5% HFE gain difference. No output offset. The front panel has an ALPS potentiometer. It was supposed to be a Dallas DS1802 digital potentiometer, but it turned out that it has a problem with transferring more amplitude. Two Jack Nutrix 6.3 mm sockets. Two indicators, one indicating the operation of the protection, while the other signaling the power supply and the switch. The whole is complemented by metallized resistors. Where I could, I stuffed tantalum capacitors and the company's Elna, Muse, etc. Filter on the 230-volt power input found in the cabinet, new. Fuse sockets on the PCB, 3 in total, universal metal housing. I made the PCB in the Express PCB program. Unfortunately, despite numerous organoleptic checks, I made a few mistakes.